It is.
Yeah.
The some of the major players of in the Gulf of Mexico, some of the original boat owning families from Louisiana, got their start because of World War II, because they were fueling Russian or German U-boats in the Gulf of Mexico. These people are there. They have. They were.
How did that work?
You've heard of the term Kunas?
No.
Well, Kunas are from Louisiana, mm-hmm. and they were supporting German U-boats in World War II. So they will go out into the Gulf of Mexico and refuel a German U-boat, and they would take the money that they received from selling fuel to German U-boats, they used to start some of the original offshore supply boat companies.
So this is, they could have been, this is all treasonous behavior.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Just so we're clear.
Okay, so just to be clear, I have no proof of that.
Yeah.
That's just a standard story that goes around in the Gulf of Mexico.
Right.
That, a lot of the Kunas companies got their start by fueling German U-boats.
Wow. And then those U-boats, of course, were taking down Allied merchant vessels.
Big time.
Among other things.
Yeah.
Interesting. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah. Yep. So the original boats back in the early 50s were very ugly, unsophisticated boats. But as the years went by, they become quite sophisticated. Mm-hmm. The boats that we were working on, that I was working on with Zapata, they were the best the United States had to offer. Mm-hmm. They were the best. We were the best company. We had the best equipment. We had the best people. Everybody was highly trained, motivated, mm-hmm. young men and women.
Right.
Highly motivated, highly trained, using very, very sophisticated equipment in those days. And it was sophisticated then, believe me.
Right.
Yeah, we were ice class, severe environment. Lloyd's, Maltese Cross, A1, very, very sophisticated vessel built by Campbell Shipyards out in California. Mm. In fact, the five vessels that they built, and they ended up going bankrupt because but they built the five vessels, and they're quite good vessels. Mm. The best the United States had